Hanuman. He had incredible supernatural yogic powers. Lord Ram asked Hanuman, please give my message and my ring to Sita. Find her. Sita is the Shakti, the Ladini Shakti, the love potency of Ram. She was born from the earth. And at the end of her Leela, she entered back into the earth to show the world that Mother Earth, or Bhumi, is the Lord's consort. In bhakti, we cannot separate giving honor, respect, and love to nature from pleasing Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mat sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. In the Gita, Krishna tells, I'm the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfect engage in my loving service and worship me with all their hearts. Ravana, they wanted to exploit Sita, to exploit the energy of Ram. But Hanuman wanted to return Sita to her supreme glory in harmony with Ram. He jumped across an ocean 800 miles wide. And then when he arrived in the island of Sri Lanka, he made himself very small. How many of us could do that? And at night, he was looking through all the palaces, seeing everything, trying to find Sita. And when he found her, he gave her the message. He pacified her heart and gave her the ring of Sri Ram. But then he wanted to do some more seva. So he started tearing down the trees of the Ashokvan, Ravana's favorite garden. And Ravana sent his greatest militaries, and Hanuman was defeating them, and by his own sweet will, he was willing to be captured and stood before Ravana. Very bold. Here he was, all alone, tied up, so he couldn't even move. And the most powerful warriors of the creation were all standing around him with supernatural weapons. And Ravana was face to face. And Hanuman told Ravana, you are a coward. You have stolen the property of God to exploit for your own selfish purposes. Release her or you will be destroyed with your whole dynasty. Ravana was so insulted. Kill this monkey! But his brother Vibhishan was a great soul. He said, according to the codes of military, Kshatriya, you cannot kill a messenger. You could punish, but you cannot kill. Then light his tail on fire. Monkeys are proud of their tails. So they took Hanumanji's tail and wrapped it with all sorts of flammable cloth and saturated it in flammable oils and lit it on fire. Fire was blazing and Hanuman was all tied up. What was Hanuman thinking? He wasn't thinking, this hurts. He wasn't thinking, I may die. He was thinking, in this situation, how can I serve? Whether I live, whether I die, how could I serve? How could I please my beloved? So he expanded himself. And then he made himself thinner. And he slipped out of the ropes and jumped to the rooftop and
touched his tail, and the whole palace went into flames. Then he jumped to the next roof, and the next roof, and the next, and soon a majority of Sri Lanka was blazing on fire, and nobody could do anything about it, and he was happily jumping from rooftop to rooftop. And when Sita heard what Hanuman was doing in her service, she prayed to Agni, the god of fire, that Hanuman is risking his life and enduring the greatest difficulties for me. Give me this blessing, that the fire that you are manifesting on his tail, let it be very cool and refreshing and comfortable for him. And as Hanuman's tail was blazing, he felt a very, very cooling sensation. And he knew immediately it was Sita's prayer. Then he jumped in the ocean after giving Ravana one loud last message. Hanuman finally returned and explained the whole story to Ram. Not only the whole story, but he gave Ram Sita's message of love. At that time, Sri Ram was so emotional. Although he's Parameshwar, the supreme controller of all controllers, he cried with gratitude, with affection. And with a choked voice, he spoke to Hanumanji. He said, I'm living in the forest. I have nothing to give you. What you have done for me, how much you have risked for me, your love for me, how much pleasure and relief you gave to my beloved Sita. The only thing I have to give you is myself. I am your property. And in that spirit, Ram embraced Hanuman. In the arms of Hanuman, being bathed by the tears of Ram, and Ram being bathed by the tears of Hanumanji. Samsudhir Haritosha. That was the success, the fulfillment of Hanumanji's whole existence. Is out of love he was giving pleasure to his beloved.